You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Schreparks and Jack Fritz.
Welcome on in. It's another edition of the Clap Your Hands podcast. Jack Fritz, Elliot Shoreparks, James Jackson in the house, as well as we are one day away from the first round.
Presented by Coors Light.
Presented by Coors Light, always. Yeah. I mean, Coors Light's for playoff series sounds like a great
It is time. Playoff basketball.
It's playoff basketball.
It's the official drink of playoff basketball.
Right, and when there's playoff basketball on the line, there's an increased amount of Clap Your Hands podcast.
There is. Also, that clap was extra loud. I feel like
it was
Listen,
right. It was loud.
It's a playoff clap.
It was.
It's as simple as that.
You know? Although they already won one playoff game.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
it's a playoff game. We can define it whatever you want. Had they lost that game, it would have been held against them in their playoff record.
Yes. So I guess the only thing that I was a little annoyed with was like
tell us
signature win of his career legacy.
Well, it definitely
game.
Is not none of that.
Like a legacy game. How can it be a legacy game? It's a play game. I mean, can we just stop?
Now, if Embiid would have
We've lowered the standard for Joel Embiid so much.
I agree
much
with you. 100, like, I agree. It's sad. For such a great player, it's wild how many excuses we make for him and how often like these little things have to be propped up. It's sad.
Sure.
Because he is a great player.
Of course he's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He's probably the best player in the NBA.
They're going to build a small statue outside the practice facility.
What'll the statue be? Think it'll be the Triple H?
I don't think so.
You don't think that'll be it?
The one thing I am really curious about today, and then I promise we'll get to the next series. I'm so glad for all the people that are going down to see Bad Bunny tonight. It could have been a disaster for all the Bad Bunny goers. A
lot of happy bunnies.
Good
out
move
there
by the Sixers social media team to
I saw
like,
that
put like the Bad Bunny.
Yeah,
you know,
that was
put him like
that was good.
Put him having his concert. That was good.
Can you go be man on the street for the Bad Bunny concert?
I can do that.
Dude, it would be
happy are you that you got to go
exactly
to the Bad Bunny concert?
Exactly. Yeah, cuz apparently the president of Live Nation called in and like they sold out this concert. And I just don't know who is going to see the Bad Bunny.
It's a popular bunny.
It's a popular bunny.
Of all the bunnies, he's one of the more popular bunnies.
At least Easter than Bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be
bugs.
What 16,000 people?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Wells Fargo Center holds 20, but they got to take obviously like 16,000 people are dying to go see Bad Bunny.
It's a big deal.
I hope he plays the Cardi B song. That's the only one that
Jack's gonna go to the concert, sit there, and like play the Cardi B song.
Where is I Like It Like That?
So like the phone, big text up, Cardi B song.
My take on concerts, and James Seltzer hates this with a burning
Does he hate
passion.
This more? Because I know your take on, but does he hate it more than your movie takes?
No, not more.
Because I think the movie takes
the movie take that, of the win the movie that makes the most money in a year should win the best picture. He hates that more than any other take.
I agree with you. He can't physically.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you too. Like what?
Yeah.
Is that not the people saying what the best movie?
1,000%. He doesn't like that. Here's my concert take. I think concerts should be like 45 minutes. Play only the hits, and honestly, maybe even play the hits twice.
Okay, well.
Start the concert with their best song, end it with their best song, and in the middle, play all the other bangers.
There are concert tickets that go for like $400. You'd pay $400 for 45 minutes of music.
I got news for you. You are paying for 45 minutes of music. It like all the other in-between songs that like I guess you know are not why you're there.
So
you're not there to hear a deep track. You're there to hear everyone play their best song.
The real fans are.
No,
I disagree. The real fans are still there just to hear
him. All right, so when we go to see Zach Bryan,
yeah,
right, on August 7th.
Yeah, I've
45 minutes of Zach Bryan, you're good. You're good with that.
You need at least two hours of Zach Bryan.
So also, my original take was 90 minutes. But I was exaggerating. I was exaggerating. Okay. 45. You're holding me to this number. The point I was making is a concert should only be the hits. No, I don't need any deep cut stuff. If Zach Bryan wants to play just his whole album, I'm fine with that.
Okay, yeah, well, what if he's touring a specific album? Because artists go on tour after they.
Yeah, then just play that album plus the hits, and then cut out all the filler stuff.
So, real quick, last thing before we move on to the podcast.
This is the important stuff.
Yeah,
this is the important stuff. Do you think Wawa should do this logo? I know they're not a sponsor.
I saw that when you walked in.
Also, keep in mind, people can't see the cup.
Well, the people on camera.
Right. It's old school Wawa logo. Yeah. Logo.
Also,
with the...
no sponsor for Wawa.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. But I think they should make this go back to the full-time
agreed.
Logo.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's a great logo.
It is. It's way better than the current logo.
I agree.
It also brings you back.
It does. No, it just brings you back to a simpler time, yeah. Elliot. Yeah.
Shout out to the mini Wawa. Not many little Wawas without the gas station anymore.
Dude,
that's the logo.
I always feel
Wawa.
A little nostalgic when I see one of those.
Dude, remember when I agree with that? Remember when you used to be able to order lunch meat from Wawa?
I know.
I do.
You're really
I know.
Taking it back here.
Yeah.
You're really taking
yeah.
it back.
Yeah. I mean, you probably, well.
How old do you think I am?
26?
You make
27?
You make these statements as if I was.
I don't know. You seem a generation younger. That's the best way I can put it.
We're like the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you seem older than him.
I know.
I don't know why.
That's because
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm just I feel like you know more younger stuff than Jack does.
I don't want to know younger stuff. That's yeah. the difference. I'm out.
I do want to stay connected with the youth of America.
Exactly. We need it.
No, yeah. I want them to be separated from everyone else.
Yeah.
So Sixers-Knicks tomorrow, big one. Obviously.
Would you say so?
I would say not that big of a game one.
Must win. Can't lose.
They need to go steal a game up in New York. Like if they can steal a game up in New York, make this, because the Knicks fans, I think, are a little confident. Besides, like, the Daily Local, or not the Daily Local, it's not the biggest paper in New York.
Right.
It could be. But the New York Post, like, they had the cover of, like, Goliath versus Jalen.
Oh, did they?
Jalen Brunson, which is a little much. Like, have some confidence in your basketball team.
Yeah, and also Goliath, are we saying?
Embiid.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, Embiid's an awesome player. I wouldn't say the Sixers are a Goliath.
They're the sevens.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, the Sixers certainly have accomplished a lot in the playoffs over the last
They
year.
Really have.
But
they
I wouldn't
really
say
have.
That the Sixers are Goliath, you know.
I don't think we view them as Goliath.
No, I don't think so. I
believe we view this team as Chicken Little.
Yes.
A little bit.
It's actually a good nickname off the last game.
Yeah. If they could steal one in New York, it would just like make them sweat a little bit. They're an inexperienced team. I know Thibodeau. I know they've won college national championships, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, this is make that team think that they might not beat the Sixers, and Sixers get a little bit of wind at their sails. How you feel heading into this Knicks series?
I'm really nervous about this series. I think the Knicks are going to win the series. Doing my research on the Knicks, which I know we'll get into.
Oh man, I can't wait.
I got
a whole segment.
I got the laptop out. Yeah. Yes. They're really good. I was wrong. I made fun of them throughout the year. Their offense is way better than I thought. Their defense is really good. Brunson's awesome. They have a ton of shooters. They're really good with OG. I think, like I said on the last pod, they're the better version of the Heat. The Heat, to me, are an issue with the Sixers for a few reasons. And some of those don't apply to the Knicks. The Heat are playoff. They're proven playoff performers. Obviously, Jimmy Butler, I think, is in Embiid's head. And those things are not true with the Knicks. But the Knicks are very similar in the way that they grind a game out. They're an awesome rebounding team. They get a ton of offensive rebounds. And they're just a team that I think, I hate to use this, I can't think of the phrase, but they just fight hard. And
Grinders?
Yeah. And I hate grinders? To do that because it's not like a specific thing, but the Knicks are just way better than I thought. I think the three best teams in the Eastern Conference, it's the Celtics, and then it's either the Sixers or the Knicks. I think this is a really, really tough first round matchup. Like, this should be a second round matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I think the Knicks are good at the same time. And I am more in the camp of this is a house money series.
Yeah, I don't get how it's just not.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
At the same time, the Knicks won 50 games, right?
Yeah.
The Sixers won 46.
Yes.
In the regular season. And Embiid missed 9 weeks.
Right, but also Randall missed a ton of time.
Randall stinks.
I used to think that.
No,
I don't think
don't
he
do
does.
It. Don't
I don't
do
think
it.
He
he's
does
awful.
Stink.
He's
okay,
awful.
So his numbers are really good. The record with him is really good. My friends that are Knicks fans think he's a massive loss. Why do you think
How
he
is
stinks?
He a massive loss?
Dude,
he makes
was,
them worse every single time he's on the court.
I just don't think that's true. I agree. I thought that was the perception, but what do you see that
because
makes
he comes down, he shoots the basketball.
But they had
the
a good record with him.
But Jalen Brunson's like the most, the best thing that happened to the Knicks, it became Jalen Brunson's team.
I agree
with Randall
that.
There, it's still like, ooh, whose team is it?
I agree that Brunson is way better than Randall. And I agree Randall is your best player, is not good enough. But the Knicks would be better in this series if they had Randall.
I don't know if the Knicks are the two seed if Randall's there all season, though.
They are. The two seed was not that hard to obtain.
Him and Jalen, yeah, but they had to go on a little surge to get it. But him and Jalen Brunson butting heads, like, that's a good point you make when there's no, the fight for the alpha when him and Jalen Brunson are there hurts them. Randall.
How was Randall, like, I think your Knicks fans obviously know nothing about basketball. Like, yeah. it's pretty much, they watch every single Knicks game for years.
That's
blasphemous to say that, like, they're so much better without Julius Randall.
I'm not trying to, like, be approved.
It seems like you're pro Knicks.
But, like, no, I'm saying, I'm just curious what you've seen. I know you're an eye test guy. Okay.
I don't have numbers in front of me. I've watched Julius Randle suck.
I don't
so
like
much.
Julius Randle, to be clear.
He also do they not remember your fraud Knicks fans that probably just started watching this year?
Okay.
Do they not remember the series last year where Knicks fans were booing him on the court and then crossing off his face on the train station?
All right. Would you rather have, if you're the Knicks, have Randle or not have Randle?
Not have Randle.
I would rather have Randle.
He is.
First of all, he's a good scorer. That's indisputable.
He's a bad defensive player.
He's a ball hawk. But they have good bad. They have great defensive players.
Doesn't move the basketball.
So he's Toby, is what you're saying.
No, he's like he's sort of like Sabonis.
I think Randall's the third best player on a great team.
He shouldn't be on it. He's not physically possible to be on a great team.
Well, he is. He is on a great team,
but he's not on a great team.
They were great before
he
went down.
He's missed.
Yes, they were.
Two seed. He missed the majority of the season.
Okay, but OG Anunoby missed a ton of time for them too. So,
yeah, but OG's a winner.
How is OG a winner and Randall's not? What is OG?
He's the highest plus minus.
What is OG one?
He was he part of that Raptors team in 19? Okay, well, whatever. So like he's been a part of good Raptors.
Has he? The Raptors have been terrible the last year.
Not terrible.
They've been average at best.
7-8 seed.
Yeah, he's
maybe that's Siakam's fault.
I would take OG over Randall. we agree on Nurse overall. I also think the job he did in this last game is getting way over.
Completely.
yeah, it's like,
I tell you what, I feel like we maybe don't feel the fan base the way that a lot of people feel the fan base, but someone has to be the realist.
I agree. Our takes on the Sixers have been very different than what I'm hearing publicly.
Like, what did Nick Nurse did? What did he do?
Well, and also, if he gets the credit for the second half, then where was he in the first half when they were completely unprepared for zone, when all the Heat do is play zone? Now, I'm a big time where coaches don't really matter, so I blame the players for that. Embiid has consistently struggled against zone in his career. The good news is the Knicks don't play a ton of zone. We'll see if they try to do it.
That's big of you. So here's my I've been meaning to bring this up for 2 days.
All right.
Because it's been bothering me.
Okay, I can tell.
Why do you keep saying a passage from Nick Nurse's book like it's the Bible?
Because it's a great passage.
But it's not it's a paragraph or something. Like the way you say passage.
What else do you want me to say? Some sentences?
Nick Nurse wrote a Bible.
Yeah, like it was Shakespearean.
All right, I've never heard anything referred to as a passage.
All right.
Besides, that's not the Bible.
That's
besides
what it's called.
You talking
it was
about
a very
Nick
important.
Nurses.
It was a very important part of the book, though.
It was.
I understand passage.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's a passage. Well, how else do you want me to say it? You want me to be like, I found some sentences in the book?
A paragraph from Nick Nurse's book that stuck out to me. A passage suggests this is like the Bible.
Yeah. But
have
I think passage...
Heard,
passage.
Have you ever heard taking someone from a book and calling it a passage?
Yes, I literally just did.
You did.
Yes.
But you're
but
not
also,
like most people.
A passage implies that there's an importance to it. I'm saying it's an important passage in the book. A paragraph is just like, there's a paragraph. It's a great passage.
There's,
I don't know what you're...
Because it's a paragraph. It's
but a paragraph is a passage. It's just a more important
there
paragraph.
There are two things that you've said recently. That
I know, an offensive guard. You're really worked up about that.
The offensive guard bothers me so much.
But if I just say guard, I understand there is no defensive guard. But the position is called offensive guard. I say offensive tackle.
Yeah, because there's defensive tackle.
Regardless, the position is called offensive.
Have you ever heard,
no.
James Jackson, have you ever heard a guard in football be referred to as an offensive guard?
Yes. OG. Offensive guard.
Yeah, you're
ridiculous.
Just wrong. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
That one's wrong. A passage is defined as a portion or section of written work, a paragraph, verse, etc. So it doesn't have to be important.
No, it can just be a passage.
Passage, I agree, implies importance.
In any other way
no,
besides in the
pastor,
Bible.
Pastor says passage.
Yeah, I'm saying it's an important paragraph. That's what I'm saying.
Pastor
Shore
Parks, that's okay.
Why is your face turning red right now? Are you getting worked up about this?
No, you're obviously on a lot of caffeine. I can tell you're worked up today. But I have been doing this thing.
Well, I've had a much more stress-free week, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the three-man show. You're excited to be back. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Regardless, it is a great passage, and I think it's incredibly telling for what happened last game. And it's one of my concerns going into this. Yeah. Who would you rather have, Embiid or Brunson? Who do you have more trust in going into this season?
Bronson.
Okay, so why would you rather have Embiid?
Because Embiid's the better player.
Embiid is the better player.
And I want him to exercise his playoff defense.
Yeah, we wanted that against the Heat, and it didn't happen.
Well, and he scored 11 points in the fourth quarter.
All right. Everyone needs to – he was terrible for almost all of that game. And I give him credit for the end of it. But do you think it's more likely Embiid goes into this Knicks series and dominates, or Embiid goes into this Knicks series and does more of what he did against Miami?
So here's my optimistic view.
No, just give me your – real, like, what you think is going to happen. Because we agree the optimistic view is he comes in and he dominates.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll get there.
Okay.
I think he dominates.
Why?
Because I think that Hartenstein's a bum.
All right, so I disagree with you on that, too.
What is he? Oh, my God. Yeah. Is your Knicks fans talking again?
All right, so first of all.
Is this your garbage-ass, like, fraud Knicks fans?
So first of all. Hartenstein has the same defensive rating as Joel Embiid.
Why don't you take your defense?
I'm just letting you know.
Dude, I might need your laptop thrown into the.
Well, I got tons of rating stats.
So Hartenstein, but like.
I agree. Embiid should be able to cook Hartenstein, but he's been good this year. And Mitchell Robinson's good too.
Mitchell Robinson's fine. He's more of a shot blocker than.
Well, that's a problem. We're talking about Embiid defense. Embiid playing against.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you. So here's why the Hartenstein, your stats don't mean anything to me, okay? Because. How many centers in the league can do what Joel Embiid does?
None.
Okay. So even if we want to put Jokic in there, whatever.
Jokic can't do what Embiid does.
I agree. Yeah. But there's five centers. Like, there's no really offensive centers. Like, there's Embiid, there's Jokic, there's
Giannis. Just kidding. Yeah. Did you see the shot that's going around of Giannis's shot chart this year? And it's literally all just down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Eye formation.
Like, Valchunas. there's not like Joel Embiid's out there. So I appreciate the defensive.
So you're
rating.
Saying he's not guarding great centers every
yes.
night, is what you're saying.
Yes.
And that's fair. And like Embiid should be able to cook whoever guards him. So it really doesn't matter. The only thing I'm saying is they are good defensive centers as opposed to bad defensive centers.
Sure. I just don't think they have the personality to really match up with Joel Embiid. And like
I think they do. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Who?
What other team has better like Gobert?
Sure.
Embiid should cook whoever he plays.
I think the Heat were more better prepared to go up against Embiid.
But I think that was mental. I don't think that was personnel.
They got Bam and Spoelstra. I mean.
They got Thibodeau and Hartenstein.
Okay, who else?
Mitchell Robinson.
Okay, who else?
You want to go down?
I want you to go down to Sims, the Texas
Sims. Jericho Sims, yeah.
Yeah. Who?
Two arms in the rim, Jericho
Sims. But like Embiid, the last. I mean,
Embiid should cook the Knicks. But
he fouls those guys out a lot. Like
Yes. Well, did you hear the Hartenstein quote, how he's. How he said Embiid punts for fouls.
The foul grip. Like I think Maxey has a tougher time this series than
for
Embiid.
Sure. I think Maxey has a really tough matchup.
Like that's why. Like I'm not putting any expectations on Maxey is like a bit much.
House money, no expectations. Yeah, but Sixers in five.
Yeah. But like this is such a like I need 35 from Embiid a night.
Yeah, I agree.
Minimum in this series.
So I used to think going into the series, you would ask me a week ago. I think the Sixers could have won this series with their B-plus performance. B-plus. they're going to need their A performance to beat the Knicks. Unless one of them, unless the Knicks like falter under the pressure of the Sixers. But if both teams play their best basketball, I think this is a 7-game series. I do not think the Sixers are considerably better than the Knicks. Even if you just look at their splits with Embiid this season versus not Embiid, when they have Embiid this year, they have a net rating of 10.5. When the Knicks have OG this year, they have the best net rating in the NBA. So the Knicks are very good. And so, like, while I do think the Sixers are talented, and I think they have two of the three best players in the series, the Knicks might have the better team and the better player.
Well, they have the better team, 100%. I mean, it's as simple as that. They don't have the better player. Like, if the Sixers are going to win this series...
I think it's even. And again, I've defended Embiid more than anybody else. I think he's the best player in the NBA.
You're such a quitter.
I'm not a quitter, but you're
quitting on Embiid.
I'm not quitting on Embiid, but Embiid quit.
How is he not better? Like, Jalen Brunson, I like Jalen Brunson. How is he not...
Who's had a better year?
Embiid. Hold on. You said Embiid. You made the case he's the MVP in like 29 games.
Yeah, I agree.
So then tell me how he's had a better year.
Because Brunson played more games.
Okay, so now you're a gamesman.
No, but I'm saying you have to factor it in when talking about seasons. Embiid played
but
better.
But why does the season matter? Who's the better player?
Embiid is the better player.
Okay.
But who would you rather have in a series? Going into the series, who would you rather have? Be honest.
But I would take the Knicks team.
No. I'm saying same exact rosters. Brunson or Embiid in a 7-game playoff.
Same exact roster?
Yes. Same rosters around him.
I'd still rather have Embiid.
Why?
Because Jalen Brunson is a 1B on a title team.
So I used to think that too, but I think that's wrong. And for what it's worth, Embiid might not be a 1A on a title team.
Well, he's talented to be a 1A. He should be a 1A.
He does it, but I think Brunson might have the talent. Now, he's small, which is certainly, that matters, much like Maxey. But his numbers this year have been awesome. He's been one of the best players in the NBA.
Did you not tell me that you wouldn't trade Maxey for Brunson 2 months ago?
Yeah, but dude, are we going to do the bringing up what I said before thing?
So sometimes when I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You're acting like I'm just figuring out who Jalen Brunson was.
But you said you would take Embiid.
I would rather take Embiid, yeah.
After what you saw against the Heat and what Embiid has done.
It was a bad night.
The past three playoff games Embiid has played have been terrible. He was bad against the Heat for the most part. He was bad in Game 7. He was bad in Game 6. He was awesome in Game 5. He was okay in Game 4. The majority of the recent playoff games we've seen from Embiid have not been good.
Okay. There are also two teams that have historical numbers against Joel Embiid, and they've done well historically against Embiid. The Knicks don't have that.
The Celtics you're talking about. The Celtics
Knicks
and the
Heat
you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't think... Do you think Embiid is walking into the series afraid of the Knicks?
No,
but I think he's afraid of the Heat. I think he's afraid of the Celtics.
I agree with that, and that could be the difference. I'm just curious to see how he responds to Saturday.
But why would you rather have Brunson?
Because I trust Brunson more.
Why?
In a big spot.
What have you seen from Brunson? He choked against the Heat last year, too.
Right, but he
actually,
doesn't...
your boy Julius Randle choked against the Heat.
Yeah, all right. Well, how much will we say about Randle? I'm just saying they'd rather have him.
I want you to tell your fraud Knicks fans. They don't know crap about
basketball. I wish my fraud Knicks fans was here. I'm surprised James isn't a Knicks fan, by the way. But
because he's a fraud. I mean,
just toss me under the bus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a Buccaneers fan and a Nova guy.
You know what I mean? I've been here loyal down with the Sixers the whole time. Yeah. He just wants to toss me in traffic.
Well, you're more loyal to Nova than the Sixers, right?
I wouldn't say that. If I was more loyal to Nova, I would be rooting for the Knicks right now. When I was at the game the other night, I almost sent you a picture of our banners in the Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah, I'm happy you did.
So let's go back to 2015, James Jackson.
All right, but then I want to circle back.
We'll circle back. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Don't you worry. We'll get back to you.
Just make it sure.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 2015, James Jackson.
Sure.
Would he have rather seen a Nova title or a Sixers title?
Nova title, for sure.
All right, that's all you need to say. There's the answer.
Go root for the Knicks.
You didn't ask me if I'd rather a Knicks title or a Sixers title this year.
I've seen where you're leading.
I don't understand how we got here. Because
they're playing the New York Nova Wildcats. Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that.
I did wake up to my group chat forcing me to pick a side this morning.
Good.
And who'd you pick?
I picked the Sixers.
All right.
I do want Jalen Brunson to play well. I will not.
Quick. What if Mikal Bridges goes there this offseason and then they hire Jay Wright?
I mean,
you're like forcing my hand.
How much of...
They might need to make me MC of the Garden.
Yeah, I agree.
How much of Bridges' salary do you think he'd give up to be on the Knicks?
Oh, like almost
10%, 15%?
I would say 30.
Yeah. Majority of it.
He still lives in New York. They can still hang out.
He's wasting his time.
I agree.
I think he's a winner. But,
yeah, Mikal wants to win, though. Like, when he...
He is a winner.
When he
true.
First
yeah.
went to Brooklyn, he was cool with it because they were like the 5th seed
sure.
in the East or something like that. Yeah. Now that they're terrible.
That's good cast knowledge out of you. So, why would you rather have Jalen Brunson?
Because
why do you trust him so much?
I'm about to tell you. Because it's not about trusting Brunson. I have lost faith in Embiid after that last game. Do I want to see Embiid come out, and if he plays awesome Saturday, will I be on the pod saying, we're back? Yes. But I can only go off of what I've seen recently. And Embiid's larger playoff pitcher points to him not being as good as Brunson in this series.
No bias from me, and I promise no bias from me, but we have seen Jalen Brunson carry a team through the playoffs into the Western Conference Finals. We've not
well,
seen
he
him
carry
it,
man. Come on, it's Luka. Well, Luka's still.
I won't say carry him, but
Brunson's
team.
Been out of the second round.
But Luka will be the first one to tell you if Jalen Brunson's not there,
well,
they,
sure.
they probably lose.
I mean, everyone needs a Robin.
Luka told James.
Luka,
he didn't tell me.
The way you said it was like, I promise you, Luka. Me,
Luka, and JB were on a FaceTime. Yeah. Luka told me personally.
Yeah.
All right.
I love Jalen Brunson. This is not about. He's actually.
And I love Embiid. I think there should be. I said there should be a banner in the Wells Fargo for his MVP. I am pro Embiid, but let's just be honest. What you saw against the Heat
it was a bad night.
It's always a bad night.
It's
That's
always
my
bad
thing.
Night.
It always with Embiid, he comes out and he's mopey. He's playing with his knee brace. Like that's what we're gonna see more often than not in this series. That's my worry.
Well, my biggest fear is that he's now re-injured. Now we're getting a compromised Embiid for the rest of this playoff run. That's the biggest issue.
Do you think it's more likely if it goes, however many games it goes, let's just say 7 games, you get more games where Embiid comes out and dominates right away, or games where we're texting and people are on Twitter being like, what the
hell's going on? Yeah. I think I'm more on that.
Yeah, and that's my concern. So while I think Embiid is a better player.
Of course.
I think Brunson, we know what we're going to get from Brunson. He's going to come out. He's probably going to get you 30 points. Like he's going to be the same guy. Embiid, there's too much variable there.
There is variable with Embiid.
Yeah.
I do think, genuinely, I think the Celtics have him shook. I think the Heat have him shook. And does he need to exonerate that? Yeah. I don't think he fears this.
I think that is a great point. That is one reason to be excited. Now, I don't think playing in MSG is that hard.
No, but it's
but
still cool.
It is, yeah. Like so, I'll see how he responds to that. Yeah,
but I think he relishes it. I do think he likes the idea.
Yes, because he's very much relished pressure situations in his career.
You sure sound like you love Embiid.
I'm just being, but I
know you're being honest. That's fine. I'm just saying, like, it's almost like you're writing off. Like, he can't possibly grow up and figure it out this year.
So, all right.
Do you think he's healthy or do you think he's mopey?
I think he's mopey.
That's worse.
Now, I agree it's worse. Now, do I think he's 100%? No,
of course not.
But
well,
he was.
Kendrick Perkins said he's 80%.
Again, the passage by Nick Nurse talks about the Bible of Nurse.
Yes.
Said that when Embiid.
Nurse 2205.
The book of Nurse.
Yes, the book of Nurse. We should call that the pod. That Embiid plays off emotion. And so when the game started poorly on Wednesday, he wasn't able to handle it. If things start poorly in New York, I think it's really going to snowball on him.
We'll see. So
okay.
So let's get into it. You have been looking at your laptop.
I have been.
So how long did you spend on your Knicks stats?
Probably about an hour and a half.
Nice. I'm excited.
While texting with my Knicks friends.
Well, they don't know basketball.
I'm curious to see.
I want to meet these Knicks.
Yeah.
It's one friend.
Okay, good. You have so many friends, dozens of them.
Yeah, I know.
What's your big takeaway from what you saw in your Knicks stats research?
The Knicks are good.
Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah. So here would be my big picture things I'll get into the stats. I think their offense is better than you would think, and their defense probably isn't as good as you would think. Now, defensively, they're second in the league in points per game allowed, but they're ninth in defensive rating. The Sixers were 11th. And I think when the Sixers have Embiid, they can be just as good at defensively as the Knicks. On offense, they're 19th in points per game, but they're 7th in offensive rating. On offense, they have a lot of really good shooters. Dante DiVincenzo, 40% on 9 attempts. Brunson, 40% on 7 attempts. Quickly, 39% on 5 attempts.
No Quickly's not there.
No Quickly anymore.
Take him off.
He is a Raptor.
He is a Raptor. Dude, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you something.
I am glad you figured out
that. No RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
I knew RJ Barrett. But let me tell you the thing about the Knicks. Their roster is really hard to figure out.
No, it's not. What is hard to figure out?
Because OG's been hurt for some of the season. Randall's been hurt for some of the season. Like, three of their four best players statistically
Mitchell
are no
Robinson
longer on the team.
Hurt
yeah, exactly.
RJ Barrett reeks. And he's gone.
Right. So
they
like
had too many lefties.
Randall's there, but
they
he's
way too many.
Way too many lefties.
Okay,
they did three in the starting lineup. How are you supposed to win
that's
with
too
that?
Many.
You can't.
That's too many.
I agree.
That's too many.
And Boja,
Bogdanović.
Yeah, 37.5% on 4 attempts.
I like the Emmanuel quickly.
It was good, right? It was good. I'm gonna take my other point off, which is they have good scoring off the bench with Quickly.
They still do have good scoring.
They do. McBride.
Yeah.
McBride's been hot.
He's good. He's got a cool name, too.
Once they got rid of Quentin Grimes, you shoot them out of like every game there.
Right? Yeah.
It was shocking. Yeah. He thought he was the next Klay Thompson.
So here's my other real concern.
He did. I'm
shot shoots like him.
They're an awesome rebounding team. They're first in offensive rebounds, and the Sixers, I have it right here, are 25th in percentage of defensive rebounds they get. So the Sixers are a bad defensive rebounding team, and the Knicks are a great offensive.
Can rebounding. I be completely honest about something?
Yes.
I could not care less about rebounding.
I don't know what to tell you.
No, this isn't college basketball, man.
I don't. But it matters.
You could not say that at Villanova.
Because this is what I'm trying. Yeah.
What's next? You're telling me free throw percentage?
Yeah. What I'm saying is,
games, man.
What I'm saying is that the Knicks are going to get a lot of second opportunities, mm-hmm. and so while they're not a great offensive team, I think they score by getting a ton of second chances. So this year they've been over 100 points in 72 of their 82 games. Like. They do score more than...
In the one game, they scored 79.
Yeah, and they won. The Sixers didn't score 100 points over them, I don't think, all year. Maybe they got 102 once.
Well, yeah, but a lot of those games Embiid wasn't there.
So the Sixers and the... Oh, no, they didn't. So the Sixers and the Knicks played one time where Maxey, Embiid, OG, and Brunson all played. And the Knicks won 128-92. Now, it's just one game is what it is, but they did smoke them. Maxey had 27, Embiid had 30. Not bad games from them, but ultimately it wasn't competitive, so who cares? So that's my concern. My concern is the Knicks have really good three-point shooters. They're going to get a ton of second chances, and Brunson will do what he does. And you have to hope they miss shots, but they have better shooters, I think, than the Sixers.
I just want to know, like, do you think that Quickley is going to be a factor in this series?
I know.
Or
all
not?
Right. All right. All right. All right. My bad on that one. My bad on that one. Figuring out
it's up
who's
there
on
with Batum. It's really
it
is.
It is.
It's
it
up
is.
There with Batum.
I actually wonder if we would have let you go how much.
Yeah. Oh, I would have kept going.
Scoring.
I would have said it on the air today, too, probably.
Yeah. And Spike, I think, would have.
That would have been the end of that. That would have been the
he
end
would
of
have
that.
Quit.
Well, here's the thing that doesn't. So I'm on air at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Jack is going to bring this up. So it doesn't matter whether I say
are you going to bring it up?
Of course he's going to bring
it's
it up.
My favorite part of doing this podcast is that I know what I can bring up on Friday that will get a reaction out of someone.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm strictly here for reaction.
Yeah.
That's what I look forward to. So your big takeaway from your research is the Knicks are good.
They're better on offense.
I don't want to move away from the rebounding point so easily.
The rebounding
is
why.
Big. And I think
you can dismiss it all you want, but it
remember
matters.
Back to Wednesday, the Sixers got out-rebounded largely in that first half and in the second half, and it was big. Like it was one of the biggest reasons they were so far in that hole is they could not out-rebound
the Heat. I'm not saying it's not important. I just can't, whatever. It happens. Go.
But
the Sixers have one main rebounder. That's the thing. The Knicks group rebound. The Sixers have one person.
And they
love the Knicks.
Yeah, he does. And their best rebounder maybe can't jump. So it's going to be even worse.
Does it worry you that Embiid has not dunked since he came back from his injury?
It should.
It doesn't worry me a ton, but I do think it's noteworthy.
It's noteworthy, right?
He's not a big dunker anyway.
Sometimes,
but
there's a couple times against the Heat where he tried to lay it in rather than just
Again, he looked really bad against the Heat. The plays he made late were important and clutch, but they weren't like freak athletic plays.
So, you ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I think we're overrating the three-pointers a little bit, acting like there's some huge shots. He takes threes when he's tired.
So I heard you say this, and I had some people text me that disagreed with you.
Why?
He does take three-pointers, and he's taken more since he's came back. But now, maybe because he's been tired since he came back. There it is.
Thank you.
So I don't question Jack basketball now.
That's bad. I really do. I hope they can stop quickly this year.
I know.
I really hope they can stop him. The Knicks fan didn't tell you that.
It's not gonna be a quickly series.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna have a big impact on it.
No.
Do you have any Quentin Grimes stuff in there, or do you know he's on the Pistons?
I know he's off the Pistons. I know that he's off the Knicks. I did look that up though. Funny, I looked that up, but not quickly.
Saying he wants to be the next Klay Thompson is funny, because if you like watch Quentin Grimes, it's like, yeah, he probably does want to be the next Klay Thompson.
No,
yeah.
I've lost a lot of money on Quentin Grimes. Like, don't think I don't know my Quentin Grimes Quentin Grimes ball. All right, anything else in the Knicks series before a couple of final things before we get out of here?
Well, are we going to make our picks?
Well, who worries you the most in this series?
Brunson.
I'm going Bogdanovich.
Okay. Really?
Dude, he kills the Sixers.
He did.
Like he is a career 90% three-point shooter.
Yeah, and it's a big time, you know, you didn't trade for me thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's holding it against the Sixers.
Right.
Well, It's also a big time, like, of course Bogey kills us, right? Like, of course he comes off the bench and hits, you know, 3 to 4 clutch threes in the second half, and he's the reason.
Well, didn't he lit them up when they played earlier?
Yeah.
And he lit them up with the Pistons.
Yeah. Good player.
Man,
good player.
I just wish I had more faith in the series, but I'm pretty convinced they're going to lose.
Yeah, I feel like it's If they get to six, I'm happy.
Right? Like, pessimistic?
No, I think if they get to six, I think the Knicks get tight.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Knicks...
They got to close out a series. They
start thinking, like, okay, it wasn't supposed to go this far. Like,
I'm a little worried that they're just going to lose both in New York and go down 2-0.
The Sixers are?
Yeah.
Well...
I think they got their best chance to steal one game one.
I think game two is their best chance.
Yeah, see, I think they take game two.
I think game one could be ugly.
I think game one they get blown out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think game two would be your chance. Now, let me ask you as the Nova man.
As the Knicks fan.
And I'll ask you as a Philly guy.
Okay.
Do you think the fact that so many of the players have played big games at the Wells Fargo takes away the home court advantage? I mean, like Brunson, DiVincenzo.
They're
not afraid to come to Philly.
They're all from here. So DiVincenzo's family all comes from Delaware.
That's what I'm saying. That was from Delaware, yeah.
Philly, and then like you get a McKell's all comes from
right.
Our area.
Well, McKell's not on the team.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you messed me up with that.
Yeah, no, him and Quick. That's your
Nova brain taking over.
Yeah, yeah.
But Josh Hart. Josh Hart's nice. He's from Maryland. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying he played in Nova.
Right. And no, it's a huge.
I don't know
point.
If you knew that.
I can see it when they play at the Wells Fargo Center. Like, there's a comfortability there.
Yeah, they like it.
They understand.
I also am not sure the Sixers have a great home court advantage. Because when things get...
Because the tight stadium?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
The stadium gets tight when it's not
going. It gets
going
really well. Ugly really quickly. And so if they come out quickly...
Emmanuel.
Yeah. If Josh Hart and Brunt, like, they're going to come in very confident. If they get an early lead, I mean, that's what you saw in the last game. Like, and they just smoked them.
And the thing that I trust about the Knicks, if we were a Knicks podcast...
Yes.
Is I think they know how to close out a game.
Yeah.
I think they have a lot of closers. So it's like...
Well, their endurance built. Like, they've all their players have been playing.
And this is why I would rather play the Knicks in the second round than the first round. I agree that over a long stretch, Thibodeau is not a great coach, and I think his teams do wear down. But in the first round, I'm not really sure that qualifies.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So, hilarious report today from Keith.
Our boy.
Yeah. Gotta love
about Tobias Harris. Mm-hmm. His days might be numbered on the Sixers. Really? What was the sourcing on that? Like, no way. Tobias, it might be numbered here. I wonder how they handled it. Like, it's clear they're done with Tobias.
That was going to be one of my questions to close out is, do you just completely lean into, okay, Toby's not playing?
So, all right, on that point, I saw a lot on Twitter about this, where when the Knicks have played the Sixers, they've just doubled Embiid and left Toby free. Would you sit Toby and start Batum, considering how hot he is right now?
Well, it's hot for one game.
Well, that's why I said right now.
Well, how do you know he's still hot?
I'm coming off the last
game. I would start Toby, and then if Batum is on a heater, I would close him out.
Toby's got the smallest lease of
So we of think all time. We think they'll start him though.
Yes.
Okay. I agree.
I don't want to take the spark that Batum just gave from the bench either.
I agree with that. I also think once you bench Toby, it's over.
Oh no.
Well, I'm really? Just letting you know.
They did bench him, though.
The Knicks are
but it's different getting benched in-game than it is to start.
That's true. The Knicks are a team where, like, you have to pay attention to your bench with their, because they have such a good bench that if you take something from yours, like, that second unit will get killed.
Well, I had written down they have good bench scores.
They do.
So.
No, you should have let that one fly, man.
I was right. I should have just left the names out.
You were dead right.
Yeah.
My final thing here about Embiid is if he... Let's say the Heat game carries over, right? Whether it's hurt, whether he's mopey, I don't need him playing in the Olympics.
you in this Olympic.
Because, dude, but it's more he's mopey, the more it makes sense.
It would bother me if like he does all this, they lose to the Knicks.
Should
and then
he give
goes
his
and,
spot
like,
to Brunson?
Goes
Why?
Off in the Olympics.
Why? Why?
Because the Sixers just matter more.
Yes, like, but he is treating them like they matter more. He is. He is. He is playing.
Did he treat that with it in the Miami game?
He played poorly. But the point I'm making is he's not playing for the Sixers to play in the Olympics.
Yeah, but he's not. But he's a little compromised. He's compromised.
How does the Olympics have anything to do with this?
Because it would just. I'm just letting you know.
It would
bother me.
I can tell it's gonna
if he goes
you.
Out there and dominates.
But I just think you're tying them together, and you shouldn't. Hmm. What he does in the Olympics has nothing to do with what happens right now.
I see both sides.
I don't see his side.
Why?
I can see emotionally being irrational about it, but there's no logic as to being upset about it.
If he plays in the Olympics, still hobbled, you're going to be fine with that?
If he's still hobbled?
Yeah.
When are the Olympics?
I think July. Or June,
July to beginning of August?
I think.
So then you got like a month to turn around to train.
But also, here? Like, I don't know, man. I'm just so over the like worrying about Embiid's health. You know, like I want to see Embiid in the Olympics. He can go there. He can hang out with great players. He can maybe recruit.
Sure.
I'll get the jersey.
He's going to go. That's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's going to bother
him. The jerseys are sick.
It's going to bother me.
Should Embiid change his number to 11?
That's a USA number, right?
Yeah.
If he loses in the postseason.
If he loses again in the postseason.
The number two.
Could he switch to 11 and just stick with the bridge?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, either way, we might be back tomorrow night after the game.
Potentially.
Today is Friday. Which is nice.
So, wait. I feel like we haven't made our predictions.
Oh, okay.
You said, just little your first sentence was, I think the Knicks are going to
No, I know, but you guys haven't.
Well, I was going to say Knicks and six.
Okay.
I'll go Sixers and seven then. Just
wow,
to,
look at you.
Good. What is
just to beat the allegations.
Yeah,
that's true. I'll go Knicks and seven.
Seven games would be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Like I'm not like
truthfully, if it goes seven, the Knicks are gonna win if it goes seven. But I'm sticking.
With
Yeah,
there's
six,
no
six,
shot
six,
the Sixers win a game seven
in MSG.
Yeah.
But I'm sticking with it.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll be back reacting to every game, of course, whether it's tomorrow night, whether it's Sunday morning, we will be here. Let's clap your hands, playoff run. Get excited.
It's time.
Rolls on. For Elliot Troparks, James Jackson, Jack Fritz, this has been another edition of Clap Your Hands.